So Scripps Spelling Bee is in the news. Thought it would be fun to toss some words out and have a little redneck spelling bee.
Okay, now we don't have to actually do the spelling, right? Where we're trying to determine whether there are other people can get it right or not.
That's right.
All right.
Let's introduce you to Sarah calling us from the South End. Hi there, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So Sarah's got red hair, drives an Acura, is a bank manager, is taken currently.
Nice.
And we decided that if she were to have an OnlyFans, it would be for her feet.
Okay, great.
Is that right? Am I speaking out of turn?
Absolutely not. I hear there's lots of money.
I like it.
I hear there's lots of money in it.
There could be. Nice little side gig, maybe. All right.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So do you like to keep your feet nice and pedicured and stuff like that? What color is your toenail polish right now?
Yes, right now it's purple, but it always matches.
Oh, nice. See, I don't necessarily match. A lot of times I have hot pink on my toes, but I rarely like actually paint my nails.
Nope, I can't do it.
Okay.
It's got to every 2 weeks.
I appreciate the commitment.
I will say, Sarah, that like Google Memories popped up a picture for me. Mm. It was just recently last year that I had my very first pedicure. And
it was a magical experience. It was magical. For you, wasn't it? Yes.
I didn't get paint. Yes. I didn't get color on it.
No.
But
just get them all, you know, shaped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Cleaned up.
Maybe about being a foot model.
I will say that when my daughters were younger, they used to paint my toenails. And yes, Sarah, I think you're right. I could have had an OnlyFans for my feet.
There's still time.
All right. Hey, we're going to play the redneck spelling bee, Sarah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So Kelly's going to explain how it kind of is going to work here.
Yeah, we're going to hear some people attempt to spell some words. You just have to try to predict, okay, do you think they're going to get it right or are they going to get it wrong? So you don't have to do any spelling.
All right. So here, we're going to start with an example here.
The redneck spelling bee. Redneck. R-E-D-N-E-C-K.
Great.
Redneck.
There it is.
Nailed
it.
All right.
All right. So there. All right, so she got that first. All right, so your first word, tooth.
Oh, wow.
Will this person be able to spell tooth?
Please tell me they can spell tooth. Do you think they can?
No.
No.
Tooth. Okay.
All right, she says no. All right.
Tooth.
All right, tooth.
T-O-O-F, tooth.
Are you? Come on. Come on.
You know what? That's how I'm going to start spelling it.
Come on.
She said T-O-O-F.
Tooth. That's my tooth.
Oh, that had to be set up. That had to be set up.
That had to be.
That doesn't matter. You got that one right.
All right.
Here we go. Next one. Redneck spelling bee.
You want me to spell pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Okay.
Pumpkin.
So I am guessing they're going to forget the P.
Yeah, no, they're not going to get it.
Not the first P, the second P.
Oh, second P. Second okay, P. Punkin. Yeah. You're thinking.
You think punkin?
All right.
Okay.
All right, so Sarah, you're not saying right. No and not going to get that right?
No.
All right.
P-U-M-P-K-I-N, pumpkin.
Got it right.
Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Smarter than Tooth Girl.
Smarter than Tooth Girl. All right, here we go.
Got it too.
Next one, redneck spelling bee.
Spell sheriff?
Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Ooh, that's going to be tough.
You think?
I don't know.
Depends on if they can remember two Fs.
Right. I'm going to go with they'll get it.
They're going to get it. Because you think they probably have some
because
experience.
Because pumpkin guy gave you some confidence. He's like, okay.
I have some experience with the sheriff. All right. Sheriff. Right. Will he get it right?
Sheriff. S-H-E-R-R-I-F.
Put in an extra R.
Oh, extra
no.
R, dang not it. An extra F.
Dang it!
Dang.
This is a difficult game. Who
hard.
Knew?
This is hard, she said. All right. Next one. Redneck spelling bee. Sister.
Oh, my gosh.
How hard is that? That's not hard, right?
Surely.
Surely.
Surely they can get it.
All right.
They'll get it. Oh, jeez.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I hear how conflicted.
I know. I'm nervous too. Sister.
They're going to get it. They have to.
All right.
Right.
S-I-S-T-E-R, sister.
There you go.
He was a smart one.
One more redneck spelling bee, whiskey.
Ooh.
Will they get whiskey right?
Spell whiskey?
Yeah, whiskey.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
I think they're forgetting the H.
They have to do is sound it out.
Well, but then they could do W-I-S-K-E-E.
They could spell whiskey.
If you're sounding it out.
All right.
Right.
So what do you think, Sarah?
They're going to get it.
Going to get it. All right. All right. All right. Let's.
W-I-S-K-Y.
OMG. Oh, my.
They forgot the H.
Oh, shoot. They did better than I thought.
I know. You know what? Sarah, I mean, I think and I hope that you would have
got.
I think you're good.
That's par for the course on this show.
I like a couple right.
Yeah, I think she got a couple right. So, Sarah, congratulations. You're a winner, all right?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
And then you can go and create your OnlyFans with your nice feet.
Yes.
I'll work on that today.
Okay.
Yes.
Send us a link.
All right. Send us a link. You'll be a millionaire before the end of the week. Love it.
Right.
All right. Hang on. We gotta hook you up with a prize. Hang on a second, okay?
All right.
W-I-S-K-E-Y. Whiskey.
Whiskey. Still my favorite.
Tooth. T-O-O-F.
Come on. That's not real. She did that on purpose. She did that on purpose.
Oh, she knew the bit. She knew the bit.
She was doing it for the bit.
Redneck spelling bee here. That was fun on 99.7 DJX.